I was born in Coffs Harbour. My father was a tailor, my mother was a tailoress. They had a business up at Coffs Harbour. Then they shifted to Scone. And then the home broke up. All I can remember is sitting under the table and listening to a few words shouted at each other. And my mother eventually ended up in Waterfall Sanatorium with TB. She never came out of it. I was passed. My two brothers and myself was passed from one aunt to another. I knew Pimble, I knew Wollongong, I knew Gunnedah. I knew all those places for little short visits, you know, where we were handed around from one to the other. Until some arrangements were made for us to come into Burnside, because we were really orphans then. Our father was still alive, but we didn't know where he was. Matter of fact, it wasn't until the day before he died that I could ever recollect meeting him, and I was the eldest of the family. But eventually one of our father's aunts paid for us to come into Burnside. We know that. We found trace in our history that she paid 10 shillings a week for each of us the whole time we were there, from 1915 to when my youngest one brother left in 1927, I think it was. And so that's the circumstances that we came into the homes.
Right.
And our first home was number one, Mrs. Penman, and a mouthful of bread and treacle.